Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of What Until Found, one of the only podcasts where all the ambitious people learn to bring out the most from themselves. Hey guys, I hope you all are doing self-quarantine and learning new things. Today, I was reading a book by Pathman Senathiraja, Even a Moron with a Dream. He's a Malaysian author and he wrote excellently on being your own boss. After reading, I felt really inspired and I thought I must share this with you, the beautiful content. So, as you know, in 1860s, when Lincoln used to be the president of America, slavery and African American riots were at peak. So, he ended it and slaves were given right to life, liberty and a pursuit of happiness. But, sadly, it had not ended. At least, not in its totality. Slaves used to stay in barns where they were shackled together. They used to get awake in the morning by beating our whips, herded like animals with just 3 inches between them. When released in cotton fields, they were forced to pick cotton. At noon, 2 distinctive sounds were made for half of slaves each time so that they can be fed. The situation was so harsh that the profit-minded farm owners, in sake of more profit, used to force them to work overtime. Thankfully, at night there was no electricity, so the sweated slaves again used to get locked in their barns. But even at that time, they found their way to amuse themselves, like by playing cards, guitar, drinking potato liquor, moonshine, or by talking with other fellow slaves. I think there is no need to tell any more about their hardships. So now let's talk about yours. How do you wake up? Not to the sounds of chirping bird, I guess. Instead, you wake up to the freaking alarm clock or your wife smacking you and shouting, "Wake up!" So once again, you wake up in shock. You jump out of the bed and gosh, is it late? And there is no time for breakfast, so you grab a toast and run to your car. Then you get into a terrible traffic jam, where you barely move 3 inches away from another miserable driver. After plodding miserably, you reach a huge building, your company. And so basically you go to your cotton field. You sit at your desk, type meaningless emails and pretend to work. You wait eagerly for your boss to announce lunchtime. 12 to 1, half of you go. And if you belong to the second group, 1 to 2, the other half goes. In the evening, you leave your cotton field, you either go to your bar to drink and drown your sorrows, or you go home, watch some television, sing karaoke, play guitar, or trade juicy gossip stories with your friends. Now tell me, what makes you any different from the slaves back in the day? When you really think about it, the only difference between you and the slaves is the level of comfort. You have a 4-post bed in your apartment and they had hay in the barn. They played the guitar to amuse themselves and you have bars to go to for the same purpose. They drink moonshine and you drink vodka. It is all just a different level of comfort, nothing more. Just like the African American slaves back then, you don't have one fundamental thing called the freedom of choice. You cannot pack your bags and go to India for a month. You don't have the money and you cannot afford to quit your job. The slave choices were controlled by their master just as yours are controlled by a boss. The slave master whipped them. Your boss version of whipping is shouting at you. Back then there was physical abuse. Today we have psychological abuse. The whole point of the author is that you must know your fundamental rights and accept the reality so that you can do something to save yourself from being a modern slave and start working for your own. So be your own boss and do work for yourself and stay healthy. Bye-bye. If you like listening to our podcast, I would love it if you could subscribe. It really makes a difference for me. And please follow me on social media. This is your host Anshul and you were listening to What Anshul Found.